There is so much hopelessness and discouragement and despair and fear in the world and even in the church. Today, I want to bring you words of hope and encouragement and faith. Prepare to be built up.
It's time for The Line of Fire with your host, activist, author, international speaker, and theologian, Dr. Michael Brown, your voice of moral, cultural, and spiritual revolution. Michael Brown is the director of the Coalition of Conscience and president of Fire School of Ministry. Get into The Line of Fire now by calling 866-34-TRUTH. That's 866-34-TRUTH. Here again is Dr. Michael Brown.
Are you ready? Are you ready to be encouraged? Are you ready to be built up? Are you ready to have your faith strengthened? Michael Brown telling you, you are tuned in to the right broadcast. Thanks so much for joining us today on The Line of Fire, your listener-supported voice of moral sanity and spiritual clarity. It is my joy to be with you on the air today. 866-34-TRUTH, 866-348-7884, or you can connect with me on the website, askdrbrown.org. You know, we often talk about challenging things on the air here. We pull no punches. We don't avoid the controversial, difficult issues. We freely and honestly talk about things that are happening in society and even problems within the church. And I know after a week like last week with the bombings and the Boston Marathon and then the explosion at the fertilizer plant in Texas and then other waves of uncertainty, and then you hear the news that New Zealand has redefined marriage and made it gender neutral and France has just done that. And, you know, whatever it is, you can look around, you can be discouraged. There's a lot of junk happening in society and in the world. And you can look at your own life. Perhaps you're going through struggle, difficult time in your own life. I want to encourage you today, not some cheap pep talk. In fact, I despise pep talk Christianity. Just everybody smile, you smile, look at me, smile, smile. Everybody put on a happy little smile. And there is no sense of reality, and there is no sense of being open about problems and difficulties, and there is no sense of really substance from the word. Look, we're called to persevere. We're called to overcome, not just have some little smiley pep talk. We're in a war. We are in spiritual battle. Let me make this plain. If there was no bombing in Boston, if there were no natural disasters with the weather and things like that, if marriage was not under fire from 100 different angles, we'd still be in a war. We'd still be in a battle. There's still a real devil. There's still a real fallen world. And I want to assure you that God's grace is more than sufficient to carry you through every difficulty, every obstacle, all opposition from hell, every crisis in life, every bad report from the doctor, every hopeless report from financiers. God's grace, God's power at work in you and me and Jesus is more than enough to carry us through. Hudson Taylor, who suffered things and overcame obstacles that most of us could not imagine on the mission field in China, Hudson Taylor said, "All our difficulties are only platforms for the manifestation of his grace, power, and love." Can I repeat that? All our difficulties are only platforms for the manifestations of his grace, power, and love. I'm going to encourage you with scripture. I'm going to encourage you with testimony and story. I'm even going to respond to some emails in the midst of crisis and difficulty saying, is there hope? 866-348-7884. And let me ask you a question. If you have been blessed and helped by this broadcast, or by books that I've written, or articles I've written, or things that you've received online, messages that we've preached, if you've been blessed and helped by the work that we're doing, would you consider just making a one-minute call to the show today and sharing how we've been able to be a blessing to you and to others? It would encourage many. 866-348-7884. We're going to come back and look at the amazing promises of Psalm 46.
It's The Line of Fire with your host, Dr. Michael Brown, your voice of moral, cultural, and spiritual revolution. Here again is Dr. Michael Brown.
Thanks so much for joining us on The Line of Fire today, 866-348-7884. As I'm about to read from Psalm 46, I want to encourage you with something that God's done in my own life, and I want to share this with you to help build your own faith and your own courage in the Lord. Billy Graham said that courage is contagious. And when one person is strengthened, others are strengthened. You may have seen it happen if you were in the military. You may have seen it happen if you were in sports. You may have seen it happen if there was some difficult situation in the church or family where someone stood strong and that courage just flooded to others. And suddenly they were standing strong. They were wavering one moment, but they were standing strong the next. Well, years ago, we were having a meeting. It was a holiday gathering with our staff, our fire team, which included our church team, our school team, our missions team, my own outreach ministry, our team. We were all going to be coming together, all the staff, the leaders, the staff. And we had one very creative gal on our staff. And she said, listen, I want each of you to take a Lego. And it was symbolizing that we were each one part, one piece. And when you put all the Legos together, then it would make a large building. Not large, but you know what I'm saying, bigger than the one piece. And she said, I want you to consider the one thing in particular that's unique that you bring to fire. What is the particular gift that you bring to fire? And it was great. I thought it was a very useful exercise because you had to step back and think, okay, what is my role? Now, I'm the founder and senior leader. I don't actively lead church or school or missions outreach, but I'm the founder and senior leader. And in those days, I was more actively involved in some of the leadership of, especially of the school. And I thought about it. I thought, okay, vision. That's what I bring, vision. And I thought, no, even though I do bring that, and even though it's a main part of my calling to impart vision to the whole, I said to myself, you know, now there's something else I bring that is more unique and that is more specific to my life and calling, and that is courage. Courage. That at times when we would be going through real difficult tests and trials, at times when we had no finances, I mean things were bleak and no one could get paid and we had no hope of getting paid for a month or two or longer, and even then it wouldn't be full salary. And so everybody's under pressure. You've got parents with little kids and low budgets to start. And we'd be under this pressure, and you'd feel it build, and faith would rise up in me, and I would encourage the staff. God's with us. God called us to do this. He's not going to let us down. He who started this work is going to bring it to completion. And we may be in a battle, but this is what we're raised up for, and this is who we are in God, and He's going to come through. And He did time and time again, and here we are, by God's grace, growing and thriving and bearing fruit. I have preached to gatherings of hundreds of pastors and leaders, and after the message, they were roused, they were stirred. It was no cheap pep talk. I mean, it was a call to lay our lives down for the gospel and stand up for the truth at any cost or consequence. But they were roused, they were stirred. Something happened. I saw it consistently over a period of years. When I finished speaking, everyone would stand to their feet, begin to clap. They weren't applauding me. They were like, yes, we're going to stand. We're going to do this. And I've received calls and emails from listeners who said that they now have courage to stand and do what's right. Their kids in school have courage to stand and do what's right. They're stepping out of their comfort zone to do what's right. So I believe there's a grace on me, an anointing, a gifting in my life to help bring courage and strength and faith to your lives. Paul said to Timothy, endure hardship as a good soldier of Messiah Jesus. He didn't say, hey, it's going to be easy, Timothy. He didn't say, hey, Timothy, just kind of put it in neutral and coast, and it'll just be an effortless spirituality. He said, endure hardship but do it as a good soldier of Messiah Jesus. And Paul, because of his example, could speak words that would bring courage to Timothy. Everyone has a different gift. Your gifts minister to me. My gift ministers to you. So I believe as you hear these words that God is breathing on them, so to say, saying, yes, be strong in the Lord. You may be weak in yourself. You may be helpless in yourself. You may be struggling terribly in yourself, but be strong in the Lord. I'm going to go to the phones, take your questions, take some of your testimonies. Again, if you have been ministered to, if you've received courage, faith, boldness, you've stood up for what's right, you've been better equipped to do it through the radio broadcast or through our writings or online materials, call in and encourage others as well. 866-348-7884. Psalm 46, God is our refuge and strength, an ever-present help in trouble. Yes, there is such a thing as a refuge. You run to, you hide there, you're safe there. God is our refuge and strength, a very present help in trouble. Therefore, we will not fear, though the earth give way and the mountains fall into the heart of the sea, though its waters roar and foam and the mountains quake with their surging. Whoa, that's big. That's dramatic. That's major. We will not fear, though the earth give way and the mountains fall into the heart of the sea, though its waters roar and foam and the mountains quake with their surging, though there are tsunamis and earthquakes and shaking of the whole world, we won't fear because God's our refuge and strength. I mean, these are major words about a major truth, and the truth is God is our refuge and strength. All I need to know is that he exists and that I'm rightly connected to him. And everything else is okay. Everything else is going to be okay. If I'm living in sin and unbelief, then I won't be rightly connected with him. If what we preach is just a myth, then it doesn't matter how we're living, we're putting our trust in foolishness. But because the God of the Bible is true, the creator of all things, the all-powerful one, the eternal God with everlasting arms, the way he's described in Deuteronomy. Some of you remember that old hymn, leaning, leaning, leaning on the everlasting arms. If this is true, the goodness and love and power and grace of God, and Jesus, in fact, is risen from the dead and is Lord, and you're rightly connected with him, and this is gloriously true, then everything else is going to work out. No matter what happens, no matter how wrong things go, no matter what tragedies unfold, everything is ultimately going to be all right in him. And everything meant for evil can be turned for good. 866-348 7884. Don in Yonkers, New York, thanks for calling the Line of Fire.
Well, Dr. Brown, you sure did say a mouthful, my brother. That was strong talk. And I stand by your side enthusiastically. I would like to let men all across America know that, yes, there is a revolution going on. It is a revolution that asks men to stand up straight and tell the truth. Now, first you have to know the truth. The God of all power is the God of all truth. And the God of all power has given us truth's name. The name for truth is Jesus the Christ. Don't be afraid. Have courage. As Jesus himself said, be brave because I'm with you. I'm in you, you are in me. Everything I have is yours. Everything you have is mine. Because you doubt that, then you stand back and are a spectator when you are called to be the light, the powerful light, and that light has power in Jesus, and he will protect you. No one will harm you. You will have the wisdom. He gives you a mission. Accept it, and he gives you everything you need to accomplish it.
And Don, thank you for sharing that. and weighing in point of fact, if we're spectators, if we're just on the sidelines, it can look terrifying. The battle can look terrifying. The promises come to those who get in the battle. The promises come to those who engage. You can't walk on the water unless Jesus is there and you get out of the boat. But as we do that, he is more than enough. And Jesus encouraged his followers by saying, hey, don't worry about people because the worst they can do is kill you. That's how much faith there is to say we're the people of God in this world and in the world to come. Right back with your calls, some amazing testimonies in terms of some hymns that were written. You sing them, but you don't know the story behind them. A whole lot more to come. Encouragement today.
It's the Line of Fire with your host, Dr. Michael Brown, your voice of moral, cultural, and spiritual revolution. Here again is Dr. Michael Brown.
You remember what is written in the Word. Weeping may endure for a night. Joy comes in the morning. Those who sow with tears will reap with joy. There's a time to weep and mourn, but there's a time to dance and rejoice. And in the presence of God is fullness of joy. 866-348-7884. Michael Brown, bringing you words of encouragement and faith. Friends, things may get better in society around us. They may get worse. We may see a sweeping move of God that affects churches in every state. We may see great apostasy in other places. That does not affect who God is, and that does not affect who we are. The fact that we go through difficulties does not make the promises untrue. Jesus told us, in this world you'll have tribulation. There's going to be pressure, difficulty, hardship. Don't be surprised by it. And when it's for the gospel, Peter says in 1 Peter 4, don't be surprised by the fiery trial you're going through. You know, it's almost like you start exercising some therapy after surgery, And you're in terrible pain. The doctor says, oh, that's just part of the healing process. It may hurt, but you know where it's going. Don't be surprised by some of the things coming your way. God has promised all sufficient grace. And many who've gone before us, many who have really gone through hardship and suffering, they encourage us. I've seen a number of quotes from Corrie Ten Boom recently. When you think of what she lived through and what her family lived through in the Holocaust, you take these words seriously. Joy, she said, runs deeper than despair. Joy runs deeper than despair. Listen to this. Boy, jot this one down. In fact, I'm going to tweet it out in a little while. There is no panic in heaven. God has no problems, only plans. Isn't that awesome? There is no panic in heaven. God has no problems, only plans. So when you focus on him, there's always a plan. There's always a solution. There's always hope, even when everything around you can seem hopeless. 866-34-TRUTH. If you've been ministered to by the broadcast, if you've been ministered to by things we've written, books or things online or messages online, give us a call to encourage others as well. Anita in Highland Court, New Jersey, thanks for calling the Line of Fire.
Yes, good day, Dr. Brown. Wow. My testimony is very simple, which is basically going to John 14:18. I will not leave you orphans, I will come to you. I have been strengthened by your testimonies. I have been strengthened by your DVDs, from CDs, from prayer, from your book that I received a year ago from Revelation. I have learned to become a prayer warrior, and I have gained so much strength just listening to you each and every day, even when you're not in the country. And I have been through quite a bit with my life, with my heart, and I just came out to the hospital again, and they thought I had to have a heart surgery. Again, the Lord has brought me through, that they did not find a blockage. As I laid on that table, I heard the Spirit said to me, I'm with you. I truly from my heart have got so much help from your ministry. And I pray that this message reach everybody in the same manner. You have been a blessing to me. And I want to thank you with all my heart.
Well, Anita, that's so encouraging to hear. And I'm so glad you got the good report from the doctor. And the fact that your prayer life is revolutionized is worth everything to hear. So thank you, dear sister, for sharing that. May the grace and strength and power of God be yours. And may he use you to touch many lives. May your heart remain strong. Dear sister, thanks for sharing that, and especially for letting me know when we're out of the country and we make extra efforts to broadcast live that you're listening. Thank you so much. That more than makes my day. That a whole lot more than makes my day. Thank you so much. 866-348-7884. I'm going to go back to the phones in a moment. Please be praying with me, friends. We now have an open door to begin to broadcast my apologetics materials on a Christian TV station, a fine station with fine programming. It's already in 30 million homes, and it's growing rapidly. Cable TV, we have made arrangements to start in the summer, and we're going to begin with a 22-hour series I did on countering the counter-missionary, so equipping believers to answer the rabbis and strengthening believers in their faith, especially Jewish believers as well. We are now beginning to put things together. We'll be meeting with folks this week to discuss what we have to do to prepare everything for TV. We have a phenomenal open door, and you can help us with that. Your gifts will help us. We have debates that are high enough quality for TV, debates with rabbis, debates with a gay activist, debates with an agnostic, debates within the faith with other believers. We will be able to broadcast those across the nation. So this is really an amazing open door we have to supplement everything we do in radio and on writing. So your gift will really help us with that, with our preparation to be on TV. And we have an extraordinary open door to do it. So any gift you send this week, or if you become a monthly torchbearer, my thank you gift to we want to send out is the DVD, the TV show we did of my testimony from LSD to PhD on the Think It Through TV show that we did for 2 years on the Inspiration Network. It still airs internationally. It's still touching people around the world. But I want to send you that DVD. We shot it on location. I'm talking to you in front of the synagogue where I was bar mitzvahed. I'm talking to you in front of the house where I jumped in front of a car after taking enough hallucinogenics for 30 people. I'm talking to you in front of the house where I grew up, talking to you in front of these 300-foot high smokestacks that we climbed up to get high on to do a crazy thing before we saved it. It's all there on this DVD. We shot it on location. But your gift of any size, I want to send it to you as a thank you gift. So give us a call at 1-800-278-9978, and you'll literally be helping us get our best apologetics and debate material on TV into 30 million homes and growing beginning this summer. 1-800-278-9978. Again, 1-800-278-9978. Or you can go online and give there by going to AskDrBrown.org and just clicking support. Hey, my friends on WAVA listening in the greater D.C., Maryland, Virginia area, remember you can catch the full hour between 5 and 6 p.m. On the AM station. And to all my friends in Greater New York, May 10th, mark it down, Friday night, May 10th, it's time for Revolution in New York. So if you're listening anywhere in the Greater New York area, please join me Friday night, May 10th in Queens, and I'll be sharing about the rest of the weekend. All right, we've got testimonies we're going to get to on the other side of the break. And Natalie from Washington, I want to answer your question. Should a Christian go to a gay wedding? It's a day of encouragement, faith, today on the Line of Fire.
It's the Line of Fire with your host, activist, author, international speaker, and theologian, Dr. Michael Brown.
your voice of moral, cultural, and spiritual revolution. Get into the line of fire now by calling 866-34-TRUTH. Here again is Dr. Michael Brown.
Oh, listen to these words from Psalm 46. There is a river whose streams make glad the city of God, the holy place where the Most High dwells. God is within her, she will not fall. God will help her at break of day. Nations are in uproar, kingdoms fall. He lifts his voice, the earth melts. The Lord Almighty is with us. The God of Jacob is our fortress. Friends, I am always confident in the works of God, even when things are negative and seemingly hopeless around me. Even when in the natural there is no answer, because I know that this life is not the final end of any story. And if my trust is in the Lord, think of this, friends, no matter what your present circumstances are, if you really know the Lord, the best is yet to come. Michael Brown, bring you words of encouragement, faith, and strength today on the line of fire. Martin Luther King, hey, he faced enough adversity, enough opposition. He said, we must accept finite disappointment, but never lose infinite hope. Yeah, there's such a thing as bad news, but the bad news doesn't have to move us. Look at it like this. If someone came to you and said, okay, this big investment, you put all your life savings into this new venture. I've got bad news and good news. The bad news is, it's going to hit rock bottom before it explodes upward. And you're not going to receive any return on your investment for 3 years. So just want to let you know, we're hoping you'd be able to get like $1,000 a month, but there's going to be no return on your investment for 3 years. However, after 3 years, we're now sure that you're going to be getting $1 million a month on your investment and that things are going to go way beyond anything we imagined. Well, the bad news is okay because the bigger, better news is there. That's how it is in the Lord. 866-34-TRUTH. I'm not talking financially as much as spiritually. Natalie in Washington, D.C., thank you so much for calling the line of fire.
Thank you so much for taking my call, Dr. Brown. God bless you. God bless you. I'm so glad I'm listening to your program today. I'm just troubled by something I heard from another pastor on another Christian radio station. Giving advice to a man that called in about his cousin getting married or having a union between a same-sex couple. As much as he loves her, he was having trouble with deciding whether to go. And I thought about it for myself. I do have a distant relative that is gay, hasn't mentioned anything about a union, but my feeling would be not to go if that ever had that came across me, because I don't approve of it. I believe in one man, one woman. And I just want to make sure I'm not being a hypocrite, Dr. Brown, because it is troubling to me.
Yeah, absolutely, Natalie. Obviously, you want to show people love.
Yes.
You want people to understand that you don't hate them or reject them. But ask yourself a question. What if it was two brothers who were going to get married? Or as actually happened with other cases, a brother and sister or a father and daughter, all grown. Well, I can't imagine any Christian would go to that. Or if a man was going to be marrying three women at once or something, obviously we wouldn't go to that. So this is absolutely the same situation in terms of it's not marriage in God's sight. And we need to take clear stands and show love while speaking the truth at the same time. So if I was invited to something like that, I would make it very clear that I love the people involved, that I'm praying for God's blessing in their lives, and His best for their lives. But by going, I would be showing support. By going, I would be sanctioning things. So I absolutely would not go. My earliest opportunity, I would go see them. I would take them out for a meal and share the gospel with them and minister the love of God to them. I would treat them as human beings that need friends and love and mercy, but I would do nothing whatsoever to sanction or give any possible support to something that is not marriage in God's sight, something that is only taking society in the wrong way. Hey, Natalie, God bless you.
Oh God of burning, cleansing flame, send the fire. It's The Line of Fire with your host, Dr. Michael Brown. Get into The Line of Fire now by calling 866-34-TRUTH. Here again is Dr. Michael Brown.
To my dear listeners, if the Apostle John was speaking to you, he would encourage you that you are overcomers in Jesus. He would say to you these words, whatever is born of God overcomes the world, and this is the victory by which we overcome the world, even our faith. Michael Brown, with words of encouragement and strength and faith for you. If you have a testimony, if you have been strengthened in faith and courage through this radio broadcast or through things that we have shared online, articles or videos or messages, give us a call and encourage others as well. 866-348-7884. There's a song that we sung, a hymn over the years. Many of you who are older will know it. It is Well With My Soul. And sang it for years before I knew the background to it. It is well with my soul. It was written by Horatio Spafford, lived from 1828 to 1888, a wealthy Chicago lawyer with a thriving legal practice, beautiful home, a wife, four daughters, and a son. He was a devout Christian, faithful student of the scriptures. His circle and friends included D.L. Moody, Ira Sankey, and other well-known Christians of the day. At the very height of his financial and professional success, Horatio and his wife, Anna, suffered the tragic loss of their very young son. Their young son shortly thereafter, on October 8, 1871, the Great Chicago Fire destroyed almost every real estate investment that Spafford had. In 1873, Spafford scheduled a boat trip to Europe in order to give his wife and daughters a much-needed vacation and time to recover from the tragedy. He also went to join Moody and Sankey on an evangelistic campaign in England. Spafford sent his wife and daughters ahead of him while he remained in Chicago to take care of some unexpected last-minute business. Several days later, he received notice that his family's ship had encountered a collision. All four of his daughters drowned. Only his wife had survived. I mean, can you imagine living through this? I can't. Some of you have lived through things similar to this. I can't imagine. So with a heavy heart, Spafford boarded a boat that would take him to his grieving wife, Anna, in England. It was on this trip that he wrote the words to the song, It Is Well With My Soul. And according to some stories I read, it was when he was at the approximate place where the ship went down and he lost his daughters that he wrote those words. When sorrow like sea billows roll, it is well with my soul, when peace like a river attendeth my way, when sorrows like sea billows roll, whatever my lot thou hast taught me to say, it is well with my soul. Though Satan should buffet, though trials should come, let this blessed assurance control that Christ hath regarded my helpless estate and has shed his own blood for my soul. And then he glories in the fact that he is forgiven, that his sins are nailed to the cross. Friends, you need to be able to look in the mirror your most difficult, trying day and say, Jesus is Lord. My trust is in him. It is well with my soul. In him, I'm an overcomer. Again, I remind you of the words of Catherine Booth. The waters are rising, and so am I. I am not going under. I'm going over. Look at every difficulty, every challenge, every trial as another opportunity through which God can be glorified. Yeshua sees a man blind from birth and says, this happened. He doesn't say if God did it, if Satan did it. He doesn't say how it happened. He said, this happened that the works of God might be made manifest. That's how we have to look at it. I look at what's happening in society. I've told pastors and leaders, the bad news is the good news. In other words, things are finally getting to a point where Christians can't remain neutral. Maybe this is what will finally wake us up. 866-348-7884. Let's go to Brooklyn. Jose in Brooklyn, thanks for calling the Line of Fire.
Yes, brother. God bless you. This is Jose. Thank God there's a man like you who preaches obedience and sin. But I want to tell you, I did this Jewish career about 20 years ago. And now I want to marry her, and we have three lovely kids. And she loves Yeshua, but she's the only one in her family that serves Yeshua. And she comes from an Orthodox family. Can you please pray, brother, that that her family will be touched by Yeshua, because she loves Yeshua.
Jose, we will do that right now.
Yes,
and
sir.
Of course, she experiences rejection.
Yes,
she can get ostracized, cut off. Jesus told us that his coming into the world would mean family division. And in fact, that's what the Jewish scriptures and even Jewish tradition said would happen when Messiah would come. And Yeshua told us, whoever loves father more than me, or whoever loves son or daughter more than me, is not worthy of me. So bless her for the courage to stand.
Yes, sir.
And often it's by standing alone, but praying and walking in love, not retaliating, showing something different in her own life, that her own family, who looks at her as betraying the faith and as an apostate, that her own family can turn. So let's pray right now. Friends, let's agree. Father, we pray for Jose's wife-to-be, that you would touch her, that you would move in her life, that you would give her strength and courage to follow you with all of her heart, with all of her soul, and that her family would turn, that you'd work on their hearts, that you reveal your son to them as you did to her in Yeshua's name. Hey, Jose, thank you for the call, and I hope I get to see you May 10th as we come into Queens, New York to minister. Steve in Elmont on Long Island, thanks for calling the Line of Fire.
Good afternoon, Dr. Brown. How are you today?
I'm blessed. Thank you, sir.
Well, you know, I've been with you for about 2 years now. And I remember, you know, when I was in my church, or I wasn't able to have relationships, so I would be able to call you up and get some information. And it was very helpful, because we need, sometimes we can't make the connection in our church because people are afraid. But it's so much easier sometimes to talk to a brother on the line. These are great needs, because people are suffering out there and they don't know how to reach out. And sometimes a faceless person can call you up and maybe get an answer and be encouraged by other people's testimonies and stuff. And I just wanted to thank you for your faith and your belief as a Jewish man. That is exciting. It blows me away when I see people who worship God and are Jewish, and they worship Jesus. That's very hard. People don't realize that. That's very hard to do that, because in the Judaism faith, they go after you, the whole family, everybody. Right? Am I not right?
Well, it depends. If you are in a religious family, Jose just mentioned the woman in an Orthodox family. The more religious they are, then the more opposition you get. In my own family, my dad was thrilled to see me off drugs. My mom was thrilled to see me off drugs. I don't think she really cared about what I believed. My father was concerned that my beliefs were not Jewish and sent me to the local rabbi. And I began to dialogue with the local rabbi. But because my parents weren't that religious, they embraced me, and they were more pleased to see the change in my life. My father would even come and hear me preach before he passed away. But in many other cases, Stephen, there is a lot of opposition and difficulty and challenge, for sure. You have it in many cultures. You have it in the Muslim world. You have it in the Hindu world. You can have it with any fervent religion, when people are very, very into that religion and tradition, and someone in the family becomes a believer in Jesus, there can be opposition. I remember, though, when we were in India one time, I think I mentioned this in passing last week in answering a question, but our team was doing village outreach during the day. I was preaching to leaders, and the rest of the team was out. And Nancy was out with the folks doing village outreach. And they met a woman who came over to meet our folks and was thrilled we were in her village sharing the gospel. I mean, just huts and very, very simple, primitive living conditions. She said she was the only believer in her village. She said that her husband beat her for the faith, but it didn't matter. She loved Jesus. It was all worth it. She was praying for her village and was thrilled we were there as witnesses. But you know what's interesting, Stephen? Paul writes in Romans 11 that it's very natural for the natural branches to be grafted back into their own tree. So I would say, when we rightly understand who Yeshua is, that Jews and Jesus are a perfect match. But Stephen, thank you for the kind words and the words of encouragement. In fact, we're about to tackle something very difficult, where I want to bring hope to a man named Joe, who's been listening to the program since January, and he writes about homosexual issues in his own life. And in fact, it was thinking about Joe that made me think about this broadcast. So Joe, when you, if you're not listening live, you'll be getting an email telling you that I responded to your question. But here's someone who's writing in. He can write it anonymously. He can, by anonymously, I mean, we just have his first name, and we're not giving out anything beyond that, email address or anything. So he can share his situation, and we can minister to it, and then minister to a whole lot of other people, just like Joe, who are listening. So as I speak these words to Joe, I'm going to be speaking words of hope and encouragement and faith to many others. It was as I thought about answering Joe on the air, I thought I need to build hope and faith and encouragement all the more, as much as possible, into each of you listening. I will be right back with Joe's email and my response.
It's the Line of Fire with your host, Dr. Michael Brown. Get into the Line of Fire now by calling 866-34-TRUTH. Here again is Dr. Michael Brown.
You know, every day on the air, I have it as a goal to impart faith or courage or hope as I speak to you. Even when we're talking about very difficult situations, it's always my goal to build up, to strengthen, to encourage. Even in the midst of a wake-up call and a dire warning, even in the midst of a sober assessment of problems in the body, I always seek to inject hope and courage and faith. And it's not to give you a pep talk. It's because that's reality. That's reality. In God's presence is fullness of joy, not fullness of depression. If you're a believer and you're in the presence of God, you're not going to get depressed. You're going to get full of hope and joy. And courage. If Jesus walked into your room, he would not say to you, "I'm really worried and I don't know what to do." He would say, "Peace I give to you." Now, if we're in sin and disobedience, he would lovingly rebuke us. As he says in Revelation 3:19, as many as I love, I rebuke and discipline, therefore be zealous and repent. But if your heart's right with him, he'd say, "Don't be fearful. Don't be discouraged." He'd remind us that he's risen, that he has all authority in heaven and on earth. 866-34-TRUTH. So Joe writes, "I've been listening to your program since January, and I do enjoy your show, and I appreciate the voice you share. Since January, I've had an undeniable draw to Christ, which I cannot explain. I was born gay, and I've recently thought about the call of Christ that has entered my heart and never questioned for you." Now, Joe, I just want to say one thing. I would say that it's your perception that you were born gay because this is all you remember. But perhaps if you'll read more about the science and even understand things from God's perspective, you can understand that these things are very deeply rooted in your life and things that you did not choose. But that doesn't mean you're born gay, just to explain that. Joe said, "I do listen to your program whenever I'm able to, and I'm quite aware of your opinion on homosexuality. However, I still feel comfortable enough to reach out to you." And Joe, I'm thrilled to hear that because, in fact, my heart is absolutely with you, and I'm a friend, not an enemy. I oppose homosexual activism because it's not according to God's will, and it's not in the best interest of society. I absolutely care for those who identify as gay, lesbian, bisexual, and transgender, whether they have embraced their identity or are struggling with it. My heart is absolutely with you to see God's grace and goodness flood your life. Joe says, "I've never been baptized, and that is something that I have the need to do in the coming weeks. I've had so many questions in the past few months. The more I read the Bible, the more I find my questions are being answered. I read 1 Corinthians 6:11, and I felt that there was still hope for me to inherit the kingdom of God. I read an article today that had a testimony about how a homosexual man who chose Christ above all things and states that he has truly repented, that he's a new creature in Christ. Do you think that this is possible? I read in John 6:44 that no one is able to come to Jesus unless the Father gives them the desire to go to him. Well, Dr. Brown, I've heard that call, and I appreciate your voice of moral, spiritual, and cultural revolution. So my question is, do you think it's possible to turn away from such a lifestyle and choose not to act on those feelings and give yourself to Christ and still adhere to the kingdom of God? I hope this message finds you well, and may God bless you." Oh, Joe, absolutely, 100%. There is power in Jesus to turn away from homosexual desires and every other desire of the flesh and to follow the Lord. In fact, Paul says that through the new birth, we become slaves of righteousness, and now we have to renew our minds to say, okay, I'm not the person I used to be. I'm a new creation. I don't do what I used to do. I can't relate to the power of homosexual desires or having to fight that temptation. I can relate to shooting heroin and being a very heavy drug user and really addicted to the needle before I was saved, and I can tell you that the power of God completely delivered me. And I can tell you why. I can tell you that, yes, I have to deal with the issue of heterosexual lust and temptation like any other heterosexual man, but I can tell you there's freedom, and we don't have to be slaves to those things, and that I'm not a slave to lust or adultery or pornography, and that there is ability to overcome, and that God's grace is there, and if we think a wrong thought or have a wrong desire, we turn, we're cleansed, we're washed, and we move forward in the power and grace of God. What you've done as you've turned to Jesus, if you slept with one man or 10,000 men, it's completely forgiven and wiped out as if it never happened, and you become a new creature in Jesus, not because you've worked so hard on your own, but because Jesus took your sins, and he gives you his nature, his righteousness, and you get in the category of child of God, beloved child of God, beloved son of God. I know people that were former homosexuals that have been delivered and love their wives and don't struggle. They just don't struggle in that area. I know others that renounce that lifestyle, still are attracted to men, but don't act on it, and they are whole in Jesus, and they are blessed, and they have peace and grace. And Joe, if you write back to us with an address, I want to send you some materials to build you up, to strengthen you, to encourage you. And I want to tell you, your future is bright in the Lord. And if you find you still have an old desire, don't let that trouble you. Who you really are is a new person in Jesus. And if you fall short one day, turn away from that. Ask God for forgiveness. He'll wash you and cleanse you. He will not condemn you. He will not condemn you. He will encourage you and strengthen you. When he shows us our sin, it's not to hurt us. It's to help us. And you can overcome. Joe, your future in Jesus can be brighter than you would ever imagine. And you'll find out there are a whole lot more people just like you that have been changed by God and have new hope and new life in Jesus, the Messiah. Anyone else listening, if you're struggling in that very area, shoot us a note. We'll refer you to other resources that could really help you grow in the Lord. And Joe, don't be discouraged if someone says, yeah, well, this guy said he was ex-gay or former homosexual and he fell back. Yeah, people are going to struggle. And some people mess up. I know pastors who committed adultery, but that doesn't mean I have to commit adultery. I know leaders who stole money. That doesn't mean I have to steal money. So God's grace is more than sufficient in your life. All right, friends, I am going to get to your calls in the next hour. So stay with me on the line. And let me encourage you to stand with us. We now have the opportunity to get our best apologetics material and Jewish outreach material on Christian TV, beginning in 30 million homes and growing from there. If you could help us, your gift, your offering of any size would be greatly appreciated. And my thank you gift to you will be my testimony on DVD, from LSD to PhD, shot on location in Long Island, where a lot of it happened. It's a great, powerful DVD to watch. We'll send it out to you as my thank you gift for your gift of any size or for becoming a monthly supporter. Call us right now at 1-800-278-9978. Every gift makes a difference, so please do what you can. 1-800-278-9978. Together, we really are making a difference. Or go to my website, AskDrBrown.org, and click on support. 1-800-278-9978. My bottom line today, be strong in the Lord and in the power of his might. Let the weak say, I am strong. In Jesus, you are an overcomer. His grace is more than enough. There is so much hopelessness and discouragement and despair and fear in the world and even in the church. Today, I want to bring you words of hope and encouragement and faith. Prepare to be built up.
It's time for The Line of Fire with your host, activist, author, international speaker, and theologian, Dr. Michael Brown, your voice of moral, cultural, and spiritual revolution. Michael Brown is the director of the Coalition of Conscience and president of Fire School of Ministry. Get into The Line of Fire now by calling 866-34-TRUTH. That's 866-34-TRUTH. Here again is Dr. Michael Brown.
You know why I'm encouraged today? Is it because I got some amazing good news this morning, an email or phone call? Nope. Is it because someone sent in a large gift to help expand our radio outreach and ministry outreach? Nope. Is it because I just heard a good testimony from someone before I came into the office? Nope. It's because God is real. The God of the Bible is real, and He's my Father. It's because Jesus has risen from the dead and is Lord. It's because He who began the good work will bring it to completion. And if you have put your trust in Him, you will not be put to shame. Michael Brown, thank you so much for joining us today on the broadcast. 866-348-7884. If you have a testimony of encouragement, if we have been a blessing to you through this radio broadcast, if books that we've put out or articles we've written or online materials have been a blessing to you or helped change your life, give us a call. Encourage others as well if we've been able to be a blessing to you. 866-348-7884. I was asked a question by Daniel. On what grounds am I to assure my heart before God? It seems Paul's grounds whereby he would assure his heart would be Christ died and was raised. John seems to say the fact that I obey God. Wouldn't one be considered faith in Jesus and the other faith in my righteous works? I know both are to be present, but a man can lead in either direction. Which way do I lean for maximum grace and fellowship with God? Great question, Daniel, and I'm going to answer it in the context of this radio broadcast of encouragement. Paul does encourage believers in 2 Corinthians 13 to examine themselves. He constantly calls for believers to live right and makes clear that those who claim to be following him and are not living right are deceiving themselves. And of course, 1 John reminds us not just of our calling to be obedient, but that this is love, that God loved us, that we love because He first loved us. So I don't look at these as one or the other. And here's what I'm going to do. I'm going to lean on God who saved me and forgave me and washed me and cleansed me. And I'm going to see the evidence in a changed life. In other words, when I look in the mirror, I'm seeing a reflection, but it's not like, well, should I look at the mirror or should I see what the mirror is reflecting? Both happen at the same time. When I look to the Lord and lean on the Lord, what comes in my life is faith and encouragement and strength and hope because of who He is, and then that changes the way I live. And one of the great evidences that we have of the truth of the gospel is a changed life, a profoundly changed life. And the more time we spend with the Lord and in His presence, we might become acutely aware of sin or disobedience in our lives that was hidden, that we weren't aware of because of hardening our hearts or self-deception. But then that leads to repentance and cleansing and that sense of assurance. So we get that assurance that we are accepted in the Beloved. And then out of that assurance of being accepted in the Beloved, that confidence of a changed life rises. To me, it is honestly both and. All right, back with some of your testimonies and some real faith-building quotes and scriptures. Stay with us.
Flame, send the fire. It's The Line of Fire with your host, Dr. Michael Brown, your voice of moral, cultural, and spiritual revolution. Here again is Dr. Michael Brown.
Welcome back, friends, to The Line of Fire, 866-348-7884. I have often said this. I said it while preaching, teaching over the weekend in Dallas. I am not into pep talk Christianity, where every weekend, whether you're in a Messianic congregation on Saturday or a church on a Sunday or a house meeting on a Thursday, every week, every weekend, you got to get a pep talk. Everybody smile. Okay, put on this artificial smile. I'm happy. You're happy. And we're just going to be happy. And you need this pep talk to get through the week. Maybe you're in a really difficult situation. Maybe you're really struggling for your life. Maybe you're going through a family crisis with your kids, with health, with finances, with a church split, with some grievous situation. I understand there are times when we just need encouragement, 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 encouragement pumped into us. But when we get in the habit of that, when we get in the habit of this cheap kind of just pump me up, pump me up, pump me up, pump me up type of gospel, there's no strength, there's no vigor, there's no health, there's no real vitality. I'm looking at an email that I was sent by a woman named Diane, and she said, Dr. Brown, you're making a difference, a voice crying in the wilderness just like John the Baptist. Your words pierce my hard heart and bring tears to my eyes. I can't believe how far away from my Savior I've strayed listening to feel-good Christian teachers. Thank you for drawing me back with your word of truth that is much needed today, as I know I'm not alone in being a victim of deception in the Christian world. Thanks again, and God bless. And I just asked a question. I responded and said, look, I'm not looking for a negative report about people here, but what were you listening to that was putting you to sleep spiritually? And she said this, I've suffered in the past from poor self-esteem even after being saved at the age of 12 years of age. Now 58, same as you. I was searching for significance and acceptance from God, so one particular ministry really resounded with me. Over the years, I've come to the conclusion through the Holy Spirit and your radio teaching that I was only living to exalt myself and feel good about myself instead of seeking God's will and his higher calling for me. I guess I've become something of a narcissist. I find it difficult to go through difficult seasons with the Lord and persevere for him. I find I want to make myself feel good by doing things rather than seeking the deeper things of God. Also, Pastor so-and-so contributes to this teaching too, and listening to him is like being on a sugar high. It sounds so good, but leaves you flat and spiritually dead. I hope this information will help you in your research about hyper-grace teachers, and went on from there. Friends, I am all about faith and courage and encouragement and strength. And the folks that are around me enough know that. That's our heart. That's our attitude. Friends, in Jesus, we are overcomers. I quoted this the first hour. I think I'm going to quote it again. 1 John 5:4, whatever is born of God overcomes the world. And this is the victory by which we overcome the world, even our faith. I've got a stack of quotes here from leaders who went through hell and back. Again, I've been quoting Corrie ten Boom a lot lately. Listen to this. Faith is like radar that sees through the fog, the reality of things at a distance that the human eye cannot see. William Wilberforce, how did he make a difference? Do you know the discouragement he went through as a parliamentarian, as a man with the Clapham Society, a small group of wealthy influential Christians in England who said, we're going to do the same among the wealthy as Wesley did among the poor, and we're going to bring societal transformation. And with William Penn, a colleague as prime minister, and then Wilberforce having to go without William Penn, but standing for what was right and standing against slavery and standing for morality and defeat after defeat after defeat. But he knew what was right, and he was going to persevere. And he said, men of authority and influence may promote good morals. Let them in their several stations encourage virtue. Let them favor and take part in any plans which may be formed for the advancement of morality. In other words, whoever you are, whatever influence you have, use it for good. Don't be discouraged by negative responses or or setbacks, where it seems you go 1 foot forward and 3 steps back. If God is God and his word is true, then hope will triumph and faith will triumph and the purposes of God will ultimately triumph. There is battle. There is challenge. Dietrich Bonhoeffer said, there is no way to peace along the way to safety, for peace must be dared. It is the great venture. Yeah, we are stepping out. We are called to be disciples of Jesus, Yeshua, the world changer, not just to sit in a nice safety zone. And you may be 85 years old, and you can't get around that much, and you're not savvy on the internet. You listen to this broadcast, but you're a prayer warrior. Satan trembles at the prayers of the godly. There is nothing more powerful than prayers of godly people who know God and are connected with him and know how to pray. We are the ones making a difference as we obey the Lord and serve him. And we have the greatest power of all, the power of the gospel. Jesus said, all authority in heaven and earth is given to me. Friends, I don't need to prepare for 20 hours for a broadcast like this. Oh, I've got notes, I've got testimonies, I've got scriptures in front of me. But I tell you the truth, you just need to push a button and let me open my mouth, because this is what comes out, faith and hope and encouragement. Jesus rose from the dead. That's all you need to know. He is Lord. Be rightly connected with him. That's all you need to know. 866-348-7884. Mark in Tampa. All right, we lost Mark. If you want to share a testimony of how your own life has been changed, how you have been blessed and helped to transform, to receive courage and strength to stand for what's right, to live differently through the broadcast, through the books we've written, articles, messages, feel free to call in and encourage others. There were some very touching testimonies in the first hour that just mean the world to us, and I'm sure ministered to you as well. Hey, I want to speak with a colleague, fellow radio host, fellow author, Steve Noble. Hey, man, how you doing, buddy? Where are you right now?
Good, Michael. I'm doing great. Thanks for having me on. I am at the Issachar Summit in downtown Charlotte with about 300 marketplace and ministry leaders, all talking about how do we evangelize the rest of the globe. It's just awesome.
Yeah, you know, I was invited to be there but couldn't make it because of my own ministry schedule and just returning from an intensive week of ministry. But, Steve, let me ask you this. The atmosphere at this summit, because there's still many unreached people groups. Islam is spreading. America and Europe are in a bad place in terms of the gospel in many ways. Maybe there are 2 billion people who never heard the name of Jesus. Is there an atmosphere of despair and hopelessness or faith and vision?
It's all about faith and vision. And the other word I would throw in there, Michael, is collaboration. I think ministries, as the world economy gets shook more all the time, I think people are starting to realize in the ministry world that we cannot divide and conquer, that we must unify if we're going to get out there and get the gospel to the rest of the globe and then in the places that are going postmodern and post-Christian like Europe. The only way we're going to do that is unified, which is our number one witness to the world that Christ told us is how we love one another and how unified we are. So it's almost a battle mentality that, hey, you know, days are running out, time is short. And what are we going to do together as the body of Christ to get the gospel to those that have not heard it?
Absolutely. And, you know, sometimes people look out at the harvest and they're overwhelmed and think, what are we going to do? Others look out and say, what an incredible day of opportunity. And I've been telling folks, Christian leaders, that the bad news is the good news, meaning that as American society continues to plunge in so many different ways, that's terrible, that's bad. The good news is, Christians are finally realizing they can't just be neutral. They've got to take a stand. Steve, there's something you're involved with that a lot of folks can collaborate on. What is that, brother?
Well, the reason I'm in Charlotte and we'll be at your awesome Fire School of Ministry tonight, Harvest America, which is part of Greg Laurie and the Harvest Crusades that have been going on for 24 years here in America. Last year, Michael, God just did a whole new thing there with the Crusade Ministry. 2,400 host locations around the country, 300,000 people in live attendance, and over 15,000 professions of faith. People just taking the stream, the simulcast, the satellite TV on the internet, on your smartphone, whatever device, and pulling down the live crusade where Pastor Greg is preaching the gospel. doing it in your home, in your church, in a movie theater. We did it in an auditorium in downtown Raleigh, North Carolina. And 300,000 people, Michael, in live attendance and across those 2,400 locations. This year, we're doing it in September, September 28th and 29th. It's a Saturday and a Sunday, so doubling the nights. And we've got this big, you can't miss it, it's a big 18-wheeler, tractor-trailer, mobile theater. We've got Harvest America all over it. We're doing 35,000 miles around the country with that to inform people to say, hey, listen, here's this guy, Greg Laurie, this pastor that's got the gift of the evangelist. Use it. We got to use it. Most of us don't have that gift.
All right. Hey, Steve, we will be getting the word out, website information, especially as we get closer. So take the message, and we look forward to seeing you tonight at our Fire School class. Keep burning bright, Steve.
Thanks, buddy. You too.
It's The Line of Fire with your host, Dr. Michael Brown. Get into The Line of Fire now by calling 866-34-TRUTH. Here again is Dr. Michael Brown.
Did you see the movie Chariots of Fire years ago? One of these days, now our oldest granddaughter is 12, I want to watch it with her. I think she would really appreciate it. Probably our grandson that's here, 2-9, he'd appreciate it. But one of those movies that's generationally good, and one of those movies that's just good, period. Chariots of Fire, Eric Liddell, Olympic gold medal winner, and then missionary who died on the mission field. Movies about him. He says, circumstances may appear to wreck our lives and God's plans, but God is not helpless among the ruins. God's love is still working. He comes in and takes the calamity and uses it victoriously, working out his wonderful plan of love. Michael Brown, thank you so much for joining us today on The Line of Fire, 866-348-7884. If you're struggling and you need encouragement, by all means, give us a call, and we'll speak God's truth to you and pray with you. If you have a testimony, if by listening to the broadcast, if by reading one of our books or online articles or messages, your life was changed and impacted, by all means, call in and encourage others at 866-348-7884. You know what's really interesting? Paul writes this in Romans chapter 15, verse 4. It's about the Hebrew Scriptures, what Christians call the Old Testament. And he says this, Romans 15, I'm going to get to the heart of it in a moment, but I'm going to start at the beginning of the chapter. We who are strong ought to bear with the failings of the weak and not to please ourselves. Each of us should please his neighbor for his good to build him up. For even Christ did not please himself, but as it is written, the insults of those who insult you have fallen on me. Now, hang on. He just quoted from the Hebrew Scriptures. He just quoted from the Psalms. And he's quoting from the Psalms, talking about the things that Yeshua suffered. And we see what Jesus went through, and it's foreshadowed and laid out in the Hebrew Scriptures. And then Paul says, for everything that was written in the past, which was the Old Testament, we didn't have the rest of the New Testament written, for everything that was written in the past was written to teach us so that through endurance and the encouragement of the Scriptures, we might have hope. Then he says, may the God who gives endurance and encouragement give you a spirit of unity among yourselves as you follow Messiah Jesus, so that with one heart and mouth you may glorify the God and Father of our Lord Jesus, the Messiah. Let's look again for one moment at verse 4. For everything that was written in the past was written to teach us, so that through endurance and the encouragement of the Scriptures, we might have hope. When you read through the Old Testament, you read through a lot of difficult situations. You read about Abraham getting promises from God and having to wait almost 25 years before they were realized. And when they are realized, they're realized out of complete human hopelessness and impossibility. You read about others that had great promises like Joseph, but had to go to the lowest dungeon before being raised up and wait, 13 years to see some of the promises come to pass. You have others who died in hope, knowing the promise was still to come, say Old Testament believers who died in hope, looking for redemption to their people. You think of a Jeremiah. I mean, consider this for a moment. He's the one who prophesied about the new covenant. He's the one who said that his people would go into exile for 70 years and then come back, come out of exile. But the reality is he lived to see the destruction. He didn't live to see the return. He lived to see the temple burnt down. He didn't live to see it rebuilt. He lived to see the breaking of the Sinai covenant yet again. He didn't live to see the instituting of the new covenant. He spoke about the coming of the Messiah. He didn't live to see it. And yet here he is, a hero and a champion who never caved in, who never bent under the pressure. Oh, privately, he would break and cave in and pour out his heart to God, and then God would speak strongly to him, and he'd be strong again. But he never compromised, never backed down publicly, never denied the message, never failed to deliver the word that God had spoken to him to deliver. When he tried to hold it back, it just burned like fire in him, and he had to speak it out. This gives me hope. It gives me hope by reading it and by enduring. By enduring. Friends, a lot of the answers that you're waiting for are on the other side of the trial. A lot of the breakthroughs, a lot of the victories are on the other side of the trial, and the only way to get there is by passing through the trial. That's why Jacob, James 1 tells us to count it all joy when we fall into all different kinds of trials, because the trying of our faith produces perseverance. Paul writes about it in Romans, the 5th chapter, that the trials that we go through build us up and deepen us in God. He says, since we have been justified by faith, we have peace with God through our Lord Jesus, the Messiah, Romans 5, through whom we have gained access by faith into this grace in which we now stand, and we rejoice in the hope of the glory of God. Not only so, but we also rejoice in our sufferings, meaning suffering for the gospel, because we know that suffering produces perseverance, perseverance character, and character hope. And hope does not disappoint us, because God has poured out his love into our hearts by the Holy Spirit whom he has given us. I want to come back with more encouragement from the word for you, and want to take your calls at 866-348-7884. If you haven't heard the news yet, God has opened up a wonderful door for us to take our very best apologetics lectures and debates and outreach material for the Jewish people and to put it on cable TV starting in about 30 million homes, and it'll begin this summer. If you could stand with us and help us with your gift, I don't believe there's anything like this on TV right now. We each have our unique contribution to make, and I believe this will be our unique contribution. If you could stand with us and help us, my thank you gift, for your gift of any size, I want to send you the DVD of my testimony, not preached, but filmed on location, from LSD to PhD. You'll see the house where I grew up, talking in front of there. You'll see a house where I jumped in front of a car after having taken enough hallucinogenics for 30 people. We start, in fact, right in front of that house in the community where I grew up. It's shot on location. You'll be edified and blessed by it. And it's my thank you gift for your gift of any size. Stand with us. Would you do that? 1-800-278-9978. 1-800-278-9978. One more time, 1-800-278-9978. Or just go to our website, askdrbrown.org, click on support, and for your gift of any size, we will send this testimony DVD out to you. Be encouraged. God sits on the throne full of power, might, goodness, and love. If you know him and are rightly connected to him, everything is going to be all right.
It's The Line of Fire with your host, activist, author, international speaker, and theologian, Dr. Michael Brown.
your voice of moral, cultural, and spiritual revolution. Get into the line of fire now by calling 866-34-TRUTH. Here again is Dr. Michael Brown.
I just love this quote. I shared it in the first hour. I'm going to share it again from Corrie ten Boom, Holocaust survivor, rescuer of the Jews, noble woman of faith, been with the Lord for some years now. What a word. There is no panic in heaven. God has no problems, only plans. Michael Brown, welcome to the Line of Fire. This entire broadcast, this half hour now, and the 1.5 hours that I've been on the air in different parts of the country, 2 full hours, words of faith, hope, encouragement, and strength. That's what we're focused on today. A lot of problems in the world. Read the headlines enough. A lot of problems. A lot of difficulties. People have called in and said, you think this is it? You think this is the end of the end times, the last of the last days? Look at what's happening in the world. From my perspective, no, this is like child's play. Oh, I don't mean if you just lost a loved one or if you're battling for your life with a dread disease that's child's play. No, no, no. I don't mean that for a moment. I mean what's happening worldwide and the calamities and struggles and wars and natural disasters and terrorist attacks and things, as horrific as they may be, compared to the final shaking that I expect and the final outpouring of the Spirit that I expect, this is just kind of a quiet interlude from my perspective. From my perspective, this is life as it's always been, trials, tests, difficulties, Satan working, and of course, God carrying out his glorious plan in the midst of it. Jesus tells us, though, I mean, he speaks of these things explicitly. He talks about the day when men's hearts will be failing them for fear of what's coming on the earth. In other words, just looking at what's coming on the earth will be such that people will have heart attacks. Jesus talks about that. But you know what he says? When you see these things happening, then lift up your eyes and rejoice, for your redemption is near. In other words, no matter how severe and intense and bad things get for the people of God, it just means that the answer is closer. 866-348-7884. I do not know the man personally, but one of my dear friends knows this man personally. This happened years ago. I think it was in Chicago, but the city's irrelevant. There was a believer, got in his car, and I guess before he locked the doors, one guy opened the front door, another guy opened the back door. They jumped in the car, and the guy in the front put a gun to his head and said, "Give me all your money or we're going to kill you." Well, that's terrifying. A gun to your head, strangers. Can you imagine your heart beating? Can you imagine the fear? Can you imagine what's going through your mind? Well, this man was so full of faith that he got overjoyed and he started shouting out loud, "Would you do that? Would you send me to be with Jesus? You would actually kill me so I could be with Jesus now? You would actually do that?" He started praising God. They panicked and ran. I mean, that's an example of, I'm not moved by what I see, I am moved by what I don't see. Paul said, 2 Corinthians 4, we don't look at what we can see. We don't focus on the visible. We look at it where it's there. We know the problems, difficulties, issues, challenges. Yes, we're fully aware. But that's not what moves us. What moves us is what we believe. What moves us is what God said. I just posted this. It was a quote that kind of came out spontaneously in the last half hour. I just posted this online, so it's on Facebook at Ask Dr. Brown, Ask Dr. Brown, or Twitter, Dr., that's Dr., Dr. Michael L. Brown on Twitter. The answer you are looking for may be on the other side of the trial you are facing. Persevere through, and you will be blessed. Back with your calls.
It's
It's The Line of Fire with your host, Dr. Michael Brown, your voice of moral, cultural, and spiritual revolution. Here again is Dr. Michael Brown.
Hey, let's be frank. If there's going to be a moral, cultural, spiritual revolution, that's going to mean obstacles, opposition, difficulties, challenges, hardships, and with it, everything we need in Jesus to overcome. And with it, everything we need in Jesus to see victory. And with the trials, with the difficulties, with the pressures, with the obstacles, everything we need in God, when Jesus sent us out, when I say us, I mean the first 11 disciples, but we by extension, and said, go into all the world and make disciples of the nations. What did he say first? And this is after he rose from the dead. All authority in heaven and earth is given to me. All authority in heaven and earth is given to me. Therefore, based on this, go. That means the Iron Curtain comes down before the gospel. The Berlin Wall comes down before the gospel. The Bamboo Curtain comes down before the gospel. That means God's working in the midst of Islam, and God's working in the midst of atheism, and God's working in the midst of backsliding and apostasy in America. Ephesians 1 tells us that God is working in all things to carry out his powerful plan. So there's a lot of junk happening, a lot of bad things happening in the world, and a lot of bad people doing bad things. But the reality is, the greatest reality is that an infinitely good, infinitely powerful God is doing better things. And I want to be aware of what's happening, the problems, the issues, the difficulties. How can I not be aware of them? I'm hit with them like you are. I face them like you do. And sometimes because of what we take on and the ministry challenges we have, we face them more than many, joyfully. But the greater reality is that Jesus is Lord. The greater reality is that the Holy Spirit has been poured out. The greater reality is that God is able to do exceeding abundantly above all we ask or think, according to his power at work in us, the Holy Spirit. Yes. So these are not empty words to me. These are words I live by. And that's why, even if I woke up tomorrow and every newspaper headline was negative and every email was negative and everything that I heard was negative, once I meet with the Lord and get my head clear, I'm as full of faith and courage as ever because God is God. 866-34-TRUTH. Vicki in Salt Lake City, Utah, thanks so much for calling the Line of Fire.
Yeah, hi. Can you hear me?
Yes, I can. Go ahead,
okay,
Vicki.
Okay, great. I just wanted to thank you for your down-to-earth program and for your encouragement today. A few minutes ago, you said if you're 80 years old and can't get around or you're not computer savvy, that you can still, God can still use you as a prayer warrior. That's really good to hear because I don't get around like I used to because of health problems and I'm not computer savvy. So I appreciate that.
Oh, well, Vicki, you know, from God's perspective, he's not particularly impressed with social media.
Oh.
And he's not particularly impressed with youthful mobility, but someone who can touch him in prayer, someone who believes him, someone who's moved by faith, that person is very dear and near to God's heart. So
Okay. As
you know, those were not empty words of encouragement for me. Those were meant from the heart. So thank you for being faithful in the midst of trials. And
okay.
Your prayers make a difference, Vicki.
All right. Thank you. And God bless.
You're very welcome. God bless you. Yeah, for others listening, don't compare yourselves to others. Here's a recipe for disaster. You don't have a background in Jewish studies. You don't know Hebrew. You don't have a lot of experience witnessing to the Jewish community. And you're going to fill in for me and debate one of the world's leading rabbis and counter-missionaries on live national television. You want a recipe for disaster and failure? There it is. Okay, now let's flip it around. Let's put me in the shoes of some homeschooling mom. Raising five kids, godly mom, raising five kids, homeschooling those kids, teaching them the ways of the Lord, godly husband working extra jobs so that the mom can be home doing what she's doing. You put me in that mom's shoes or that dad's shoes, and I try to carry what they carry and do what they do. It ain't going to happen. I'll do my best, but you better believe it's not going to happen. You know, we each have things we can do. And if we compare ourselves to others, well, she sings so well. Well, he speaks so well. Yeah, he's like, just has money, just able to give it away. She is such an organizer. Wow, this guy like knows everything. If you compare yourselves to others, you're going to get down. But when you realize the excellency of the power is God's power, he can heal the sick through a sick person. Yeah, sure, it's great for that sick person to be healed as well, but his power works through weak human vessels. And the less qualified you are, the more he can get glory through you, because it's not about how brilliant you are, but about how great he is. I want to remind you of what Scripture says. Those who put their trust in the Lord will not be ashamed. 866-348-7884. If you have a word of testimony, encouragement, in particular, if we've been a blessing and help to you through the radio broadcast or through our materials online or books or articles, please call and encourage others as well. John in Annapolis. Well, that's where I was going, but I will go elsewhere now. Since I was going to Maryland, I'll stay close to Maryland. Chuck in Richmond, Virginia, thanks for calling the Line of Fire.
Yeah, this is Chuck.
Yes, Chuck, you're on the air, sir.
Hey, I just wanted to thank you for that word of encouragement and to share my testimony. I'm 44 years old in the construction industry, and I was laid off for the first time in my life last May.
How did that feel?
It was absolutely debilitating.
Mm.
Being in the construction industry, made a good name for myself, very successful, and through a chain of events and things, quote unquote, beyond my control, I was unemployed and put everything I had that I was staying in a hotel. I was working out of state and driving 3 hours home to tell my wife that I was now unemployed.
Mm.
And it was devastating. And through the next day, I went to lunch with my minister, and we talked and we prayed, and we had the peace you mentioned earlier came over me that, you know what, this is all going to be okay, and there's absolutely something bigger. And through the next 3 months, worked some side jobs and kept my hopes up and prayed and went to church every Sunday, gave testimony about tithing during that time. And my wife and I just kept each other strong. And lo and behold, another job came making substantially more money and a lot better work environment than I had given up.
Mm. You know, Chuck, you know the best part of that testimony to me is not the better job and not the more money, but the fact that you had peace and testified to the faithfulness of God and encouraged people to give and trust God in the midst of it. You know, think about what would have happened if you complained and you and your wife questioned God and blamed the construction company or blamed the government or blamed the church or just got full of bad attitudes. And then a breakthrough came. You'd have to be repenting of that and of God, you know, sorry. But I believe the reason the answer came was because of the faith and the positive attitude. But that's the greatest thing. In the midst of the storm, to have peace and to continue to glorify God. And then when the answer comes, that's you've already had the breakthrough. You've already won the victory before the answer even comes. That is certainly going to encourage a lot of folks listening that are going through similar circumstances. So I appreciate the call, Chuck.
That's why I felt compelled to call, that do not let the devil defeat you by planting those ideas in your head that you're a failure or you brought this on yourself. You know, God knows your first day and your last and every hair on your head. So just stay faithful, pray, and you will receive a peace that passes all understanding.
Amen. Amen, Chuck. Spoken from experience. Thank you, sir, for the call. 866-348-7884. Let me read this again. I read it earlier in the broadcast from Romans 5. Therefore, since we have been justified by faith, we have peace with God through our Lord Jesus, the Messiah, through whom we have also obtained access by faith into this grace in which we stand, and we rejoice in hope of the glory of God. More than that, we rejoice in our sufferings, speaking specifically of suffering for the gospel, knowing that suffering produces endurance, and endurance produces character, and character produces hope. And hope does not put us to shame because God's love has been poured into our hearts through the Holy Spirit who has been given to us. There will be hardship and difficulty. How are you going to go through it? That's going to determine who you are in God, and it's going to determine how you come out on the other side.
The Line of Fire with your host, Dr. Michael Brown, your voice of moral, cultural, and spiritual revolution. Here again is Dr. Michael Brown.
Don't be discouraged, friends, by difficulties. Don't be discouraged by obstacles. Those are the very things that you can respond to in Jesus that will help you overcome, that will make you into who you need to be. Men of faith that suffered pressure, difficulty, sometimes watch colleagues die as martyrs. People who've been through it, they stand up and say, be strong and of good courage. Hudson Taylor, who gave a vision for the mission field and then watched missionaries die in the hardships of China, he said, let us never forget that what we are is more important than what we do. Who are you? How are you going to come through this situation? It's difficult. But are you going to look to the Lord and worship him and say, God, I'm going to praise you no matter what? 866-348-7884. I want to go right back to the phones. First, this scripture from Habakkuk. Habakkuk 3:17-19. Though the fig tree should not blossom, nor fruit be on the vines, the produce of the olive fail, and the fields yield no food, the flock be cut off from the fold, and there be no herd in the stalls. For an agricultural society, that means we're gone. It's over. There's nothing. Yet, I will rejoice in the Lord. I will take joy in the God of my salvation. God, the Lord, is my strength. He makes my feet like the deer's. He makes me tread on my high places. That's a word to take hold of, and a word many times I've taken hold of. Can I tell you that over the years, in ministry, sometimes we face certain financial challenges. When I took my first position teaching full-time in a Bible college on Long Island, we were married, two kids, owned a home, and my salary was $1,450 a month. Now, they fully understood that that was not adequate, but their philosophy was, if God's calling you here, you'll do it despite low salary, and God will make up the difference. Well, that's the case. That's how it worked. But there were enough times where the pressure was intense. Not just back then, but since. And some days I was doing everything I knew how to do. I was working diligently. I was speaking. I was preaching. I was doing what I knew how to do. I was working hard, joyfully. And I would take the bills, all the bills we had. I mean, now if I looked at them, I'd probably laugh at it, at the amounts, but they seemed large then. And I would take them all. I knew I had to pay them. I knew I had to deal with them. But it was my attitude towards them that mattered. And I'd take them all, and I'd put them on the floor, and I'd start to worship the Lord and sing and dance and rejoice, and I would dance right on top of those bills. And one way or another, everything worked out. One way or another, the bills were paid. One way or another, the power was not cut off. One way or another, the mortgage was paid on time, and God graciously supplied. Sometimes it's our attitude towards the trial that's much more important than the trial itself. Darlene in Richmond, Virginia, thanks for calling the Line of Fire.
Hello.
Go ahead. Yeah. You're on the air, Darlene.
Yeah. How are you doing?
Very well. Thank you.
All right. Yeah, I was just calling because I have been through some trials and tribulations myself, and I had lost some things that were very dear to me, including my parents recently, my sister, and I was working as an administrative secretary for an attorney. I finally worked my way up to a position and used my typing skills. And I thought I couldn't go back to school. I was sick all the time, having headaches, going through problems with people that did a lot of hurtful things to me. So, you know, I started going back to church and I would pray. And I prayed consistently on my knees every night, you know, and I was just pouring out my heart to God about the situations and wondering why this had happened to me. And all of a sudden, you know, one time became homeless, and then recently the testimony was that God blessed me with my own apartment, finally. Mm. And transportation was messed up for work. I don't have a car, and I had to go so long without a car. Didn't know how I could get any help to get one. I still don't have one right now. But I'm believing God and trusting Him that He will provide transportation. I had a car this summer. It broke down. I'm sorry. I forgot about that.
And, hey, Darlene, let's do this because time is short, and I want us to do this. Let's pray together, all right? Father, I thank you for Darlene. She suffered a lot. She's gone through difficulties, but her hope is in you. I pray for strength, faith, grace, provision, transportation as she honors you and praises you when no one's looking and does what she knows how to do to meet her needs. I pray that you would do the impossible on her behalf and that we'd get to hear her testimony in the coming weeks. In Jesus' name. Hey, thank you for calling. Let me grab one more call. Monty in Cheyenne, Wyoming. We're a little short on time, but please dive right in.
So, doctor, this is your Dallas Seminary graduate friend I talked to about 11 months ago.
Great.
Brain tumor in bed.
Never
got
yes.
to be a pastor.
Yes.
Never got to pastor. Have to learn how to read everything again. God is beyond faithful. That's an overstatement. He's just faithful.
Mm.
I have no income. However, He's restored my health. I teach. I get no pay. He pays me. Don't ask how. I think, no. I get to pray. I have no income. Haven't had income since seminary. He takes care of me. I don't like it, but it is the way it is. And I get to pray. I'm getting ready to go out on the prairie on my walk, and I get to pray for hours a day. I study. God is... He is so faithful that I know you can give me the amen.
Yeah, I can, Monty. And let me say this. You face things that most of us can't relate to. Brain tumor and debilitation of health. And yet, here you are saying that God's with you in the midst of it. You're not rolling in cash, and yet you can walk for hours, pray in the prairie. Your needs are met. You can teach others. We need to hear real-life stories because it's not always just coasting about and in waves of glory. There are difficulties that can destroy, but God's grace is sufficient in the midst of it. And Monty, let's continue to believe for complete 100% restoration and the fulfillment of the calling on your life, sir. Thank you for calling in. Friends, I've been sharing through the broadcast today, we have a wonderful opportunity that's been set before us to take my very best apologetics, outreach, countering the counter missionaries, debates, the very best material we have, and put it on Christian TV. It's going to start midsummer by God's grace, an amazing open door that'll start in 30 million homes, and it's growing. Could you stand with us and help us to extend our outreach with unique materials on TV that'll be spreading on cable across America? Your gift of any size, my thank you gift, will be my testimony DVD, filmed on location on Long Island from LSD to PhD. Call right now, 1-800-278-9978. 1-800-278-9978. One more time, 1-800-278-9978, or go online to AskDrBrown.org. Click support. My bottom line today, let us learn to rejoice in the trying of our faith, knowing that the trying of our faith produces perseverance and character and hope.